Is it? Is it possible for all? Yes, it is possible for all. Because what was possible for the great Prahlad or for Vyas or for anybody else in the world is possible even today. Satyug is not to come, you see, with Gurudev. No. R.I. No. It is today, provided we have a willing, we do wish. Philosophy will not bring you God. Impossible. No science will bring you nearer to God, except the grace of God. And that grace of God is to be won either directly from God or through an intermediary known as the Guru, known as your spiritual teacher, known as the realized person. One who has realized God can alone show another person the God, otherwise not possible. Either you must have direct knowledge from God or from Guru. Yatha deve tatha gurau. You see, just as you have from God, even so you must have from the Guru. There is no difference between God and the Guru, because Guru is nothing but God incarnate. Guru Parama, Sakshat Parabrahma. Guru Sakshat Parabrahma. If you have to see God, you must see in the arsi, in the mirror, as Kabir says, Nirakara ki arsi. You see, Nirakara ki arsi. It is the saguna roop of God. You see, it is what you call the impersonal God. That infinite impersonal God doesn't come and directly speak to us except to a very few fortunate persons, like Ramdas, like Saint Paul. It's very few, very, very few, one or two. Two are not counted on the fingers of the hand. But all of us have to toil and toil by going, surrendering unto the realized person, at the feet of this realized person. Then alone they can have the grace of God through an intermediary, namely through this realized God. And what will you gain then? You will know by opening the eyes, by shutting the eyes, the same thing. I do not see by shutting the eyes this thing. Do I see a camel, for example, by shutting the eyes? I can see, yes. I can bring to memory a camel and by memory and then paint him. But is that painting the same thing as art? As Schering has said, art is the noblest function. It is not the noblest function at all. One who has not seen the camel, how will he say that it is a camel? How is that animal is camel? Meaning, thereby he must have seen first the camel, and then will he come, yes, it is a picture of camel. So even art cannot be the noblest function of God. It is the next noble function of God, you may say, if you like, you see, because art is not productive, but it is reproductive. What has been already there, you are copying from that. You are copying the picture of a camel and not otherwise. So whatever comes by way of memory is not God. Whatever comes by way of imagination is not God. Whatever comes by actual perception, not the physical eyes, that is God. And when, what will you find then? You will find that He is both inside and outside. He is both immanent and transcendent. Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasra Aksha Sahasra Paar Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishta Dashangulam. He is transcending. Unless you see the transcendent God, there is no merit in saying that you have seen Him as immanent. Ghata ghata me Rambha, it is a useless slogan, you see. One who has not seen God should not utter these words at all. Ghata ghata me Ram bhara hua hai. This is an idle talk. One who has seen God in space and time, before me, in the intervening space between you and me, can alone speak God that there is God. Otherwise, one should not utter a word about God that He is immanent. I may have a wrong notion that I have in me, just as, you see, for example, the inner voice. Why? Is God afraid to have an outer voice? Give you an outer voice? You see, Mahatma Gandhi has said that I have an inner voice. I object to that. Why should he not have an outer voice? Just as Saint Paul heard, whom? It is I whom thou persecutest. Saul, Saul, it is I whom thou persecutest. This he heard, and several others heard along with him. Why should that? I am speaking loudly. If I speak, give the lecture in my mind, will you hear it? God is immanent me. Supposing that grand God is immanent me, and I say in my mind all this lecture or whatever I speak, Will you hear it at all? Not in the least. But if I speak, then of course you will hear it. So which is better? That all these persons should hear it. Why should I have it in my mind that this is something about God, you see? So, immanence is not the test of God. It is the transcendence which is the test of God, you see. That you must see what is inside, outside also. If the name of God is on your tongue, then it will be ujala, as Kabir says. Tushida says, inside and outside. If the name is not God there, there is darkness on both sides, either outside or inside, you see. But darkness are both. One who wants to see God must meditate on God and just see whether God will be there or not. It is not necessary that you should go to Uttarkashi or Rishikesh or something to find out God. There is as barren, you can say, as it is here. There is nothing but dhonda and pani, stone and water. What else is there in Uttarkashi or in Rishikesh or in this? I didn't look at that. You see, even what is called the Swargadwar, I didn't look it. I shut my eyes when the motor was passing. Because I said there is nothing to be seen except water. You see. I didn't look at it deliberately. Meaning, let me see whether I'm a loser or I am not a loser, I think. You see. Even though I didn't look at that, I didn't go to Swargashram or this ashram or that ashram, I don't feel that I am a loser at all. Because it is nalge jave vanantara, it is useless to go to the forest to have a dress of a particular type. No, have dress, to have a long beard. I say it deliberately hundreds of times that it is not the sign, it is not a personal reference, but I say in general that one who has beard, that is not the sign of saintliness. That is not the sign. A man who has no robes, such as no garlands, no as is not at all a saint, you see. Similarly, we can have nothing but we see God. And just as Arjuna saw God from her, do you think that Krishna was Chaturbhuja even from the beginning? He could have been conceived from the beginning of his childhood? I do not believe it. Because had he been so, he would have been killed. A monster, you see. Do you find anywhere in the world a boy, a child with four arms? He will not linger, he will die immediately after a short time, after a few days. So to consider Krishna as Chaturbhuja is wrong. The two bhujas, additional bhujas, are seen in mystical experience only, not in ordinary, not with this perceptive eye. This is a wrong belief. That when the adults, no doubt, of four hands or five hands, the Ashtabhuja Devi, or of 18 hands, but in this space and time, you will not see. I for one, will not never believe that God, Krishna, was with four hands, even at his birth. It is absolutely wrong. It is most silly, absurd, you can say, to believe that Krishna was with four hands, even at his birth. But then, it is Chaturbhuja, meaning it is just possible. Why? Sahasraksha Sahasrapad. He has 1,000 eyes and 1,000, more than that. 1,000 is only symbolic. Hundreds and thousands of eyes. And there are people who have seen this. Not these two eyes, but three eyes also. Shankar had three eyes. Has anybody has three eyes? Have you seen anyone, one of them, a person of three eyes? Impossible. Go to America, anywhere in the world, a man with, but Shankar has got three eyes. What was that third eye? It was nothing but the divine eye. Where it is located? In the forehead. It is located in every one of us. We can open it by the grace of God. You see. Trikuta varinande. This is the trikuta in the forehead. But Shankara had that capacity of having that. And he knew it because on account of his repetition of the word of Ram. His third eye was open. And was the third eye was of what? It was nothing but fire. These eyes have no fire. It contained fire. It is on account of the medium of the light that we can see. We can't see in darkness. Because why? Because these eyes are constructed, as Nyayayaka says, out of the element of light. The tejas element. And therefore, light attracts the light. We can therefore see in the medium of light, not in the medium of darkness. But Shankara's eye was considered as nothing but fire, And that is why you find he burnt, he could burn Manara. Krodham prabho samvada samvadeti yavad girakhe marutam varanti tavatsa vanni, vanni means fire, tavatsa vanni bhavanetra janma vasmavashesham madanan chakara. That is what about Shankara it is said. That third eye which emitted nothing but fire. Fire of what? Fire of jnanagni. Not this fire on the heart, not the fire in the, you see, in your chula, but the fire of knowledge. And by that he could cut out the madan, the influence of Kuru. Hari bhakta to shakta kama samari. Jo hari bhakta hai, o shakta kama to mara. Shankara was like the greatest devotee of God, therefore he could kill the madan. Rosam prabho. All the gods in the heaven came down and just prayed Shankara. Be calm, be calm, be calm, don't be angry. And when they were, before they said this, even then he went out and killed Madan. Krodham prabho samvada samvadeti yavat giraha ke marutam vadanti tavat savannir bhavanetra janma asmavashesham madanan chakar. It is that sort of fire which must have, you see. And that fire comes, no doubt, by what is known as the content of spiritual life. Now, if you see this, what will you find? It is not a novelty. Is it not a novelty? Every spiritual experience is novelty. And when you see novelty, then of course you are pleased with it. Hare Ram, that Hare Krishna movement in America, it is nothing but a novelty with them. They are not interested in it, but Hare Krishna. And if they come here and see and speak, Hare Krishna, we are amazed. I am not amazed. It is a novelty with them, that's all right. Just as you have bell-bottom pant, it is a novelty to you, and therefore you have all bell-bottom pants on account of the novelty which you feel. Similarly, they have got this fashion, something, Hare Krishna movement. It is not at all. You don't be interested. They want something new, and therefore they are. So novelty is one of the greatest features of spiritual life. Adrishta purvam rishito smadrishtva bhayena cha pravyachitam manome. Adrishta purvam. I have never seen this before. It is a novel thing for me. Arjuna expresses this with gratitude to Krishna, saying that it is a novel thing, that your Vishwarupa is a novel thing altogether. And therefore, adrishta purvam rishito smadrishtva, I am delighted to see this novelty. And therefore I am terrified also. So joy and fear are there. Delight and fear, dread of it, are both there. Both the emotions are combined together. In the spiritual experience, both these several emotions are combined. It is not the one emotion, but it's several emotions which are combined. And one, the chief among them are novelty. Why should it be novelty? There may be several novelties in the world, but no, it is not that. It is the novelty which attracts you. You see. It is novelty which attracts you. Just as a comet, for example, coming after several years, that will attract you. Not the hundreds and millions of stars, you will not look to the sky at all. But if somebody tells a new comet has arisen, then, of course, where is that? At what time? And then you become very eager to see that comet, as if these things are useless to you. But man wants what is novel. Vastu ahe nabizo avad bahutichi lokariti ashihe. Lokariti aisi hai ki jab jab vastu nahi hai tab tak thik. A new pant. Oh, what a beautiful thing, this garment. What is this tailoring? No, terry, cotton, something like that, they will say. You know, I don't know the varieties, but if you say that way, oh, nice. In what shop, please? And they will make all sorts of inquiries. What is this price? Because it is novelty. So people are attracted by novelties, you see. A novelty cinema, I don't know whether it is a novelty. In Bombay probably it is a novelty. Novelty is the name of a house. And people go there, not because it is known as novelty, but on account of a new film. Oh, in this week a grand new film has come. Have you not seen it, my friend? Come along, let us go. Because they are after novelties. But spiritual nature also is a novel thing. Vishwarupa is a novel thing. Chaturbhuja is a novel thing. Ashtarupa is a novel thing. You see, what Ramakrishna Paramahansa saw was a novel thing. Arvinda Babu saw was a novel thing. Everywhere there is novelty. And it is not a novelty which is simply because in novel it attracts. It attracts you. Krishna, Krishna. Karshayati iti Krishna. Krishna is the root meaning of it is Karshayati. He draws. He draws attention. You see. And makes you spellbound. Therefore, that is Krishna. Even the darkest spot, I am told that somebody sees the darkest spot, and that darkest spot is most attractive. Nothing will be more attractive than the darkest spot which you see, which is the vision of God. You see. Therefore, they call it Shyamavarna. Shyamavarna. Now, what is this Shyamavarna? Are the Negroes? Why should Negroes not attract us? Why? And why that Shyamavarna, even that single spot should attract you? Because you don't know that out of that black spot everything comes out. It does. It does come out. It is, we can say, the genesis of all. It is the root of all. If a man can see, it is even the smallest part, the smallest atom-like, it is not atom. Atom is divisible, but this is indivisible. If you see that, then you have seen everything. Kabir says, khas-khas, a seed of poppy, bus, is enough. Because that is the guarantee that you will have all the future, you see, splendor and beauty and sublimity of God, even from that smallest thing. Where is it located? Is it located? Where is it located? Here, there, or he says, everywhere. Ramdas says, it doesn't come from somewhere and go into somewhere. No, God does not. God is everywhere. God is everywhere. And then how is it that we do not see? Because you are not graced by the Guru. Because you are not graced by the Guru, therefore you don't see. And then you hunt it here and there, and you go to Mathura and Kashi and Vrindavan and all. Why should you go? Nalgezave vanantara. You need not go to any forest. You need not have any dress. You need not have any long beard. You need not have anything. But you have only faith in Him. And meditate upon Him. Sukheyeto ghara narayana. Narayana will come by Himself to your house. You shut yourself. Don't go. Who is that? Tagore is absolutely wrong, totally wrong. If he says, come out of your cluster and go to the factory, it is not necessary to go to the cluster. You sit in your cluster. Shut in your cluster. Don't allow anybody. Let it be windowless and it will be transparent. You see. It will be transparent. And you will see God. Sukhiye Togara Narayan. Narayan Himself will come and manifest before you. Why should you go in search of it? You only meditate upon His name. You only meditate upon His name, and then it will be possible that He will come to you in your cloister. And then you may go out, if you like. And you have such a hold upon Him that you can say with Tukaram, Khade Raho Narayana, Khade Raho Narayana. You can say, Prema Satta Se Mai Gao. खड़े रहो नारायण चलो घर मेरे संग. What does it mean that Narayan goes with him alone? No, he has Narayan himself and he doesn't care for Narayan. He doesn't. He has got an authority over Narayan. Not that Narayan has got authority over Tukaram, but Tukaram has got authority over Narayan. Prema satta se jo main karta hu to sun karo, aise Tukaram karta. You see, and that another song, Kabir also says, Kabir, Kabir! You see, he says, God, come, who comes after him? Who comes after Kabir? Kabir, Kabir, stop, stop! And Kabir doesn't mind. He goes on forward. Why? Is he indifferent to God? How can he be? How can he be? But he says that God will be with me forever. In front of me, behind me, on this side, on that side, upside, downside, everywhere there is God. Why should there be? Kabir, Kabir, stop, meaning what? It means nothing for Kabir. And Kabir goes unconcerned. Kabir goes unconcerned, not minding the voice even. Because he knows that God will be with him, not God will be behind him or God will be in front of him. He will be everywhere, in him, immanent as well as transcendent. Namah purastha adhata prishtatasthe namostute sarvata eva sarva. Arjun says, in his Vishwarup, he says, Namah Purasthat, suppose you come and I salute you. That is all right, because I see face to you. And grace, suppose you are going, and then and from backside also I shoot them. How will you know it? You can't know it. Unless I see you, and you see me holding my hands before you, you can't recognize me. What does it mean? And you look into any translation of the Bhagavad Gita, Namapura Star, that is all right. I salute you from your in front of you. But I salute you in your back meaning, will you know it? It is not possible. But the mystical meaning is that he sees, who? The mystic sees that he is behind also. Behind also meaning God is like this, going this. No, he is there. And he can see, and therefore he salutes from behind, and God receives it. So he sees from behind and sees in front of him. That is the real meaning, you see. Namapurastha asapristatasthe. Namostute sarvata eva sarva. What is the meaning of it? If I salute him, then on this side I must go on, salute, I must salute here, and I must turn. Is it necessary? Not necessary. God will turn himself. And then you salute. Then you salute from all sides. It is not necessary that you should turn. Now I am telling you like this. Which is going round me? If these two fingers go round, who is going round? This finger goes round this or this finger goes round this? Both are moving. How will you determine? Not necessary. It is exactly like this relation between God and the bhakta, that the saint moves around God, and God moves around the saint, you see. Because both. Deva chalara se piche piche bhakta rajana, bhakta rajakana. Deva vanchita bhakta rajakana. Naturally, bhakta jab chalta hai, to uske piche jo dust aati hai, wo dev leke kapal ko rakhta hai. Mera bhakta mera bhakta hai. You can't understand this. You will not be understanding this. You will not need it. But I say to you because it comes in my lecture. And therefore I say that if you are real bhakta, then you need not care for God. Kabir goes on in there, because he knows that God is behind him and in front of him. You see. He knows that God is in front of him and behind him. Behind him to protect, and in front of him also to protect. So Kabir is safe. On this side there is God, on this side there is God. You see. And he moves and moves, God moves and moves. Just as Parikshit was in the womb, was protected from all sides. Parikshita. Manje, he looked from all sides. Is my devotee in danger? He protects you from all sides. And therefore, it is not only simply normality, he is not only an attractive thing, but it is a protective God. You must have an experience of this. When we talk of spiritual life, it means this, that God is everywhere, and you must have an experience of it, that God is to the front, God is to the behind, God is to the left, God is to the right, God is upwards, God is below. Everywhere, yava prithivyo ramantaram hi vyaptam tvayekena dishashtya sarvaha. Arjuna says, you have filled all this world. I am seeing from heaven to earth that you alone are there. You alone are there and nothing else. What is this? He is wonder. He is filled with wonder. He is filled with joy. He is filled with fear, you see. And then he says, I am afraid, I am afraid. You are eating all these armies. You are swallowing them. Elephants also are swallowing. Bhishma, Drona, they are also going down in your throat. What will be my position? And then Krishna assures him, Rute pitvam bhavishyanti sarve evastita pratyanikeshu yodha. Don't be afraid, you see. Rute Pitvam means without you, the others are all gone, these are dead. And Rute Pitvam means has a double meaning, that you will not be killed, all others will be killed. You are my bhakta, therefore you will not be killed, but all others will be killed. Without you, all these are dead by my power. That is, Krishna says to Arjuna, Rute Pitvam, bhavishyanti sarve, ye vastita pratyanikeshu yodha. So, God is most powerful. The spiritual life makes aware that God alone is powerful, you see. And you are not, you are an instrument in the hands of God, or are you a partner in the hearts of God, along with partner? The Western philosophy has said, because they want to preserve the assertive, they are of an assertive nature, the self must exist along with God. Therefore they make the self as a partner with God. I do not know whether who is the sleeping partner, you see, and who is supposed to capital. I think perhaps God is the sleeping partner, and Bhakta is the financing, you see. Rini Devaha Bhakti Bhave Jayasara. God is indebted, and you see, God is indebted to Bhakta. Why? Rini Deva. God is indigent. Rini Devaha Bhakti Bhava Jayasa. Mujhe Bhakti Bhava is from the side of the disciple, and God is indebted to him. I am grateful to you for the devotion you have done. Therefore, this is spiritual life, that you must make God indebted to you by your devotion, by repeating his name. Why should we repeat his name at all? And the Bible says, knock, knock, and it will open. Knock, knock. If it doesn't open at the first knocking, then go on, continue, knock, and he must open. That is what the Bible has told us. It is exactly this way that God must come to you. It is not necessary that you should go to any temple, you see. But what will you find in the temples? Dhundali puja, dhundali puja. Anya deva ki dhundali puja. Kabir says, why are you going? I see arati tarak tribhuvan. I see arati karo jo tribhuvan ki tarak ho jayegi. I see arati tribhuvan tarak. Kya I see arati? Kya panda ke tarak. And you suppose, why do you go to the temples? You create a temple in, you see, in this mind. This is the temple. Body is the temple of God. You find God there and you find God after. Beyond, that is it. You find God beyond you and find God within you. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. How? Upanishads has explained and defined one brilliant, you see, can say, a definition of Atman. Asmat sharirat samuthaya paranjoji rupa sambadya yo abhinishpadyate saha Atma. He is the Atman who just emanates from your body, meets the highest jyoti, that is paranjyoti, meets the Brahman, and comes before you in your own immaculate form. That is the Atman. Meaning here, you are seeing the Atman, Atma Avade Drashtavya. By whom? By somebody else. By Bhangi. Whom? Who should see the Atman? You yourself should see the Atman. In what form? In your own form. With a mirror? No, without the mirror. Kaha? Hriday mein aarasya hai. Kaha mein ek jyoti hai. Usme ek purush hai. O purush niralamba hai. All this is Kabirai. Niralamba hai. And what is this form? It is nothing but yourself. That is what Kabir says. That Hriday mein ek aarasya hai. Aarasya meaning that sort of light. And in that kaha mein ek jyoti hai. और उसमें एक पुरुष है और पुरुष आत्मरूप है. That is what he says. And it is exactly the Upanishad statement. Kabir had not studied Upanishads. Tukaram had not studied Upanishads. They were all, Tukaram was a Shudra and he was an illiterate person. Kabir was also as illiterate as that. And yet they have seen the Atman. Atma vare drashtavyaha. The Atman should be seen. By whom? By an Atman? No. The Atman is to be seen, capable of being seen by the Atman alone. So there is no difference between subject and object. Who makes it? It is a bifurcation. Fikte makes the observer. Bifurcation from the self begins the not self. It is not so. From the self, another self. Yes, see. In the mirror, do you see? When I am seeing, do I see Mohanlal in it? I see myself. I see myself in the mirror. So, remove the mirror. If I can see myself without a mirror, that is the Atma Rupa. And this is spiritual life. I am just mentioning the various aspects of spiritual life. This is spiritual life. Now, is this perfect? Yes. If I am perfect, I am perfect. I am there. Atman is perfect. Atman is whole. It is the highest point of spiritual life. But there is something left. It is not as yet Brahman. It is not as yet Brahman. Because I see the Atman in front of me. Do I see the Atman behind me? Do I see the Atman above me? Do I see the Atman on this side, on this side? If I do not see, then it is my Atma Jnana, but not as yet Brahma Jnana. I may see Atman in myself. I may see the transcending it on this side, but in front of me. If I see the Atman on all sides, not only that, if the Atman is moving along with me, if I go on and the Atman moves along with me, in front of me, then of course I am seeing I am making a transition from the Atman to the Brahman. And what is that called? If something is subtracted from something else, what is it? Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Just see on this. Purnasya purnamadaya, 4 minus 4 equal to 4. Absurd, you will say. Mathematician will give you 0 marks. 4 or minus 4 equal to 4. But this is a fact in spiritual life. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. For the first time and for the last time, perhaps Professor Ranade has said that, yes, subtract the Atman from the Brahman and you get the Brahman alone again. You get the Brahman alone. Purnasya purnamadaya, subtracting the fullness. Oh, Atman is full in every respect. Subtract it from the Brahman. And what remains? Brahman alone. So the impersonal immortality is all. Impersonal immortality. What is there? If you put a drop of water into the sea, you see, you take out that drop or other drops, the sea will be the same. You see. It doesn't alter with additions or subtractions. So you can't add to the Brahmanic experience and you cannot subtract your experience. If that is it, then call it a spiritual life, otherwise it is not spiritual life. Brahmanic life is like that. It goes beyond. It goes beyond the Atmanic life. And you can subtract the experience of having seen the Atman from having seen the Brahman, because you will see only in front of you, without the mirror. But you cannot see at the same time, not afterwards. When you turn, probably you will see on this side the Atman. When you turn, then you will see on this side the Atman. It is not like that. It is at the same time, revolving round me. That is. Hari phire bhavatala. If the Hari also is mad after you, you become mad after God, but God also becomes mad after you. If you have an experience of that, then see. I look at you. I look at you with love. And if you look at me with love, then of course there is mutual love. Otherwise there is only one-sided love. But spiritual life is a mutual love, you see. It is not on mutual inspection alone you can see that there is love. That is love at first sight. Otherwise we have love at first sight only by looking to the powdered beauty of a woman. I once said to a student, I remember still, when I was in the university and lecturing, a student was looking in the veranda. And he came afterwards. Why are you after the powdered beauties, I said. Why are you after the powdered beauties? I said to him, and I am told by someone that he is still at Nagore. I don't know, I have not met him for a long time, but he is there at Nagore doing very well. So this is what I said. Another thought, what happened here is a lady student complained. Come on, what to me? Sir, this boy is looking at me very often. But how many times has he looked? He is looking from very beginning of the period and to the end of the period. How do you know this? I said. How do you know this? Has somebody told you? No, I have seen it. You were looking at him throughout the period. Then she was pleased. That is the very me. You loved him first, probably, and is it that you came first, therefore I should accept your grievance? He didn't come, his fault. He may still the same thing. This girl was looking at me for the whole time, from the beginning to the end. That is mutual inspection. You see, the girl was looking at the boy throughout the period, and the boy was looking at the girl throughout the period. You see, both of them were absent-minded, and they didn't listen to my lecture, but to the they were engaged in that. But I am telling you this for the mutual inspection, you see. And if there is no mutual inspection, then of course, how can you know it? If God does not look at you, and if you look only to God, then it is not spiritual life. If you look at the God and look at the temple, a stone image, you look at it several times. What is it? It is nothing. But if He looks at you, if he be Chaitanya, and if he looks at you, and you look at him, and then you are pleased, and he is also pleased, then it is. Ramdas had done it. Tulsidas had done it. Tulsidas says, Tulsi Vallabh, and Ram looked at Sita and smiled. Just see the significance of this. Tulsidas has written, he says, about Ram, Tulsi Vallabh. Instead of saying Sita Vallabh, he says Tulsi Vallabh. Now Sita must have perhaps doubted that Tulsi is some other woman, you see, which Ram has married. And therefore Rama also could know that my Sita must have doubted, and therefore he looked at Sita and smiled only. And then Sita was satisfied that Tushi Vallabh is only a form of addressing, that's all. Tushi, Ram is his, as if Vallabh. You see. Similarly, you can say, Ramdas ne kya kya, Ramasi tukeji maazave, ki apana mera dasya karave. Ramdas ne likha hai, ki you ask one thing from Ram, that now I have served so much for so long a time, now you serve me. And Rame mandahasya kele. Ram appreciated that and said, he smiled. He smiled. Why? Because Ram and Ramdas, there is no difference. There is no difference. That is what Ram could see. Just as exactly the same thing in Tulsidas and Ramdas, we find that Ram smiled by way of appreciation as what Ramdas said. Rama si tukechi magave, ki Rama ke apanaji mere dasya karave. And Ram appreciated that. There is another thing he says, he gives a challenge to Ram. What have you done? What have you done? You have taken the whole of Ayodhya in aeroplane to Vaikuntha. I have brought Vaikuntha here. Ramdas says to Ram, what have you done? You have taken one Ayodhya to Vaikuntha. I have brought the Vaikuntha here. Ammi Vaikuntha Vasi, alo yata karanasi. We have come from Vaikuntha for this very purpose, to establish the kingdom of God on this very earth, as Jesus said. Similarly, Ramdas says to Ram, challenges, what have you done, O Ram? I have done more things than what you have done. You have just thrown stones into the Sagar and built a Setu. You see, mere jadajeev ka udhar kiya hai. Ramdas kata hai, mere jadajeev se the, unka maine udhar kiya. Tumhare paashan ka udhar kiya tumne? तुमने पाषाण का उद्धार किया, सेतु बांधा. मैंने तो जड़जीवों का उद्धार किया. Who is greater? Ram is greater. Ramdas is greater. Ramdas has proved that I am greater than you. And Ram appreciated that and said, yes, mandahasya kele. He accepted that. Ramdas has said, you are bringing and giving to me something. Give me something. Where then there will be no distinction between yachak and data. Who is the donor and who is the receiver? Who is the donor and who is the receiver? You are giving to me. Am I not the master of all these things which you give to me? Do I want siddhis? Do I want maid servants? And you are sending your maid servants. I shall kick them out, Ramdas said. I don't want anything from them. I want directly from you. You come. And then Ram says, Yacha, data na yachakate the. Data hi koi nahi, yachaka hi koi nahi hai. I said, Ramdas ne kaha. That is spiritual life. When you come to that stage, then you speak that there is some spiritual life in it. At least appreciate it. That's what the sages have said. At least appreciate the light which comes. If you can't have this light born from you, at least there are some, I can say, as lighthouses which give you the light. Appreciate that at least. Appreciate the saints. Appreciate the sages. And if you say that it is nothing but nonsense, then of course you make nonsense of yourself. You are deceiving yourself and not others. Ram does not lose anything. God does not lose anything. Na chaiva sukrutam ka nadatte kastachit papam na chaiva sukrutam vipri. He does not partake in your punya. He does not partake in your sin. He is aripta. He does not care for that, for your papa and punya. But it is we who should care. But Jnanadev says, what are you saying, papa and punya? What are they? They are the roads, they are the ways of the thieves. Jnaneshwari has written in Jnaneshwari, punyatmake pape sarga jati, and papatmake pape naraka jati. Papa and punya, both are sins. Both are sins. That is what Jnanadev said. Why? Because punyatmake pape, punya, pape in the form of punya, it may lead you to heaven, and pap in the form of pap will lead you to hell. But what is hell and heaven? They are nothing but two regions in which the thieves go. A choro ka marga aise likha hai. And what is the marga of a gentleman who is not a thief? He has to go by the devotion. Path of devotion only. Not anything else. Not by anything else. Not by intellectual study, but by the path of the bhaktya to ananya shakya. Am evam vidojana. Krishna tells Arjuna, bhaktya, only by way of devotion that I am to be seen, I am to be known, and you should enter into me. Just as the river enters into this ocean and becomes one with the ocean, so you can become one with me by the road of devotion only. Bhaktya tu ananyaya shakti. Aham evam vidho arjuna jnatum drashtum cha shakti ani praveshtum cha parantapur. You do not enter into God just for the sake of being killed. You see, just as the firefly enters into the fire by being killed. Patanga Sikatliga, eh? What is it? Vishanti Nashaya Samruddhavega. Tathaiva Nashaya Vishanti Bira Savapi Bhaktrani Samruddhavega. All these warriors and their armies are entering into your mind for being killed only. Just as the firefly enters into the fire for being killed only. They are also entering, and the bhakta also is entering. Bhakta is entering for becoming one with God. Rishis and others are entering into the Bhagavan for being protected. Just as the chickens just hide in the wings of the hen. Similarly, Siddha and Rishis and all these also are entering. You see, the enemies are entering and the bhaktas are entering into God. But the results are quite different. The enemies are killed. All these things who are afraid, they are protected, and the bhaktas become one with them. Bhaktas become one with that. I may tell you an example of a devotee of Professor Anade, just because it is pertinent in this connection, that he was never that particular gentleman, bhakta, was never denied an opportunity of touching his feet. Never. But after his death, that gentleman, that bhakta, had a dream in which Professor Anade appeared. And in his dream, of course, you feel as if you are awakened, and he began to touch his feet. No, he said. Nirgunam Brahma, Dityan Nasti. Just see how wonderful it is. That throughout his life, he never had a single occasion by way of exception even, when Professor Anade denied him the joy of touching the feet of Professor Anade. But after his death, when Professor Anade came into his dream and the bhakta wanted to touch his feet, he said, no, nirgunam brahma dvitiyam nasti, you cannot touch the nirguna brahma. Now I have become nirguna brahma. One with that. That is the status of the bhakta. If you have this, then call it a spiritual life. Otherwise not. Otherwise it is a material life. It is a life of gaining money, of going to the bank, of saving your money in the bank. You see, that is it. Of saving yourself, and only to be destroyed at the cremation ground. It is not possible to have spiritual life without devotion. And what is meant by that devotion? Devotion is faith in God or the Guru and acting upon that. With this I have finished, I think, the first heading, namely, so far as the spiritual life is concerned. One thing more I would tell before I go to the second point is that spiritual life of joy, I have said, of fear, I have said, but there is something else also. Has it got motion or not? Now, this is a very difficult point to decide one way or the other. Most difficult because you can say much on either side. It moves not. It moves and it moves not. Tad ejati, tan ejati, as in the Ishavasya Upanishad. One does not know whether God moves or Aristotle has called, he has said, the unmoved mover of all. He has said, unmoved mover of all. Why unmoved? Is he not moved? He is moved with the sorrows of his devotees. He comes to the succor of his devotees. He saves his devotees from the dangers. He jumps from his, you can say, vehicle of Garuda. You are too slow. I shall jump. And he jumped when that Gajendra Moksha at the time, it is, of course, but we have to take the moral about it. That when he just, then there was crocodile has caught his neck, and he just threw a flower, a kamal. He jumped from that and came to rescue of the... Meaning he also jumps. But we do not know how to help him. And foolish people, what do they do? As if the name imparted by the Guru is not sufficient, they do it Samputikaran. Samputikaran meaning what? Samputa means on both sides. On this side and on this side. Om, Aim, Kleem, Shreem. Chamundai, Vichye. As a Chamundai, Vichye, a mantra. But why should you give a protection on this side and a protection on this side, as if it is a glass with care, and then you have your parcel, on this side some paddings, on this side some paddings. Are they necessary? But foolish people, what else can they do? Om. What is that Om? Om. 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 Are Om Namah Shivaya? Namah Shivaya. Is it not sufficient? Om Namah Shivaya, what does it mean? Om, Aim, Kleem, Om, Aim, Reem, Kleem, Shleem. What nonsense are you doing? It's very difficult to pronounce.